You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. If you've been inspired by sporting events like the IBSA World Games this summer, but you're not sure where to get started yourself, Blind Baseball could be the answer. Blind Baseball festivals have been happening across the UK, and Cardiff will be hosting its very own on Saturday, September the 16th. I'm joined now by Holly Ireland from Blind Baseball Cymru. Thanks for joining us again, Holly.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a bit more about what you've got planned for the Blind Baseball Festival in Cardiff.
Well, we've got four teams coming down. The team from Sheffield, one from Manchester, a Lancashire team, and the Liverpool Trojans. They're all going to come down, and it'll be at Pontcanna Fields, the Cardiff Merlins baseball field, exactly. So it will be a day of gameplay between all the different teams. It's going to be really super exciting. It will follow the format of the other festivals that have gone on. In other words, we are the fourth in a series. There was a day up in Manchester. We actually traveled up to Liverpool. The South Wales Dragons did. The South Wales Dragons are the baseball team that trains in Swansea, and they are the first team set up by Blind Baseball Cymru. Hopefully many more will follow. We're trying to get one set up in Cardiff, so details of that will follow. Anyway, yeah, so we did go up to Liverpool. I took Martin Griffiths, one of our most keen players from the South Wales Dragons, and he played on the Manchester team, who were short a player. So he was the first in Wales to get some experience playing the game and came back full of excitement. And he did really well. He got on base a couple times and just really got into the game. The best way to learn this game is by playing it. So he certainly achieved that day. We are just back from going to the Sheffield Festival, and three players from the South Wales Dragons went up to play in that, again joining up with the Manchester team. That would have been Martin again, Kuku Kweku, and Nathan Davis. So they all got game time and have come back a little more skilled than when they went.
And what did that experience give to the players? How did they feel when they came back? Were they excited? Did they share that with the rest of their teammates?
Absolutely. It's such a wonderful, friendly atmosphere, and so sort of community spirited. All of the facilitators really help the players have a great experience. So there shouldn't be any fear of failure in it. It isn't an easy game by any means, but the more you play it, the better you do. And the players have gone, played and come back feeling like, wow, I can do this. And they've really shared the excitement with the other players on the team. So, I mean, as far as the experience goes, you know, they will be made to feel very, very welcome there.
And what makes blind baseball a good sport for someone who's blind or partially sighted to take part in?
There is something very liberating and freeing about just being able to run freely. So after you hit the ball, which in and of itself is really, really empowering, you hit the ball really, really far, and then you get to just drop the bat and run freely. It's just a great experience. There's just such a great atmosphere there, and the communication that needs to go on between the players, it really builds a huge team atmosphere. It's wonderful to see these players out in the field listening for this ball coming towards them and communicating to each other. I think it's over by you. No, it's right here. I know where it is, this kind of thing. And they're all working together to achieve this common goal. It's just wonderful to see. And it's fun. You know, hitting the ball is really super fun. And it's really confidence building.
And during the Blind Baseball Festival, will there be opportunities for people to give the sport a try themselves?
Yeah, if new people come along, we can absolutely give them an opportunity to experience the different aspects of it. I would say we wouldn't throw people into the deep end. If somebody had not played before, we would like to give them a taste of the different things before we actually put them on a team. But we encourage them to come out and give it a try. Both sighted and non-sighted people are encouraged to come out and have a look at what this game is like. Because we've got four teams, and with the South Wales Dragons, five teams, we will be time limiting the games to an hour. So we will have a number of games over the day going from 10 to about 4 or 5 p.m., ending in one of the teams achieving the most runs and being declared the champion of the day.
And if people can't make the festival but would still like to learn a bit more about blind baseball and your training sessions, where's the best place to find a bit more information?
Well, there's a number of places. We are on Facebook, Blind Baseball Cymru, as well as Twitter, and they can contact us via our email, which is blindbaseballcymru@gmail.com. We also have blindbaseballwales@gmail.com. They both go to the same inbox. And we really welcome people to come try the sport out.
Well, the Cardiff Blind Baseball Festival is on Saturday the 16th of September in Pontcanna Fields in Cardiff. Holly Islands from Blind Baseball Cymru, thanks for joining us again on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.